ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन,
टुडे ऑन द डे ऑफ सतगुरु, I carried everyone's loving remembrances with myself, and as I reached the subtle region, I saw that Baba was already waiting for the children. So as I came up to Baba, Baba said, "Come, child, who else has come with you?"
मैंने कहा बाबा आज तो सबकी याद लाई हूँ।
So I said, Baba, I have brought everyone's loving remembrances with myself. Baba smiled and said,
सबकी याद लाई हूँ।
Is that it? Have you just brought loving remembrances? Have the children not come up to the settled region? So I smiled at that reply. Baba then clapped his hands and immediately the children got emerged in front of Baba in the angelic form. Baba was giving everyone very loving drishti. But each one's angelic form was different from the next. So Baba said, come, I will take these angels on a tour. So generally, angels fly themselves. But what appeared was, what appeared in front of each one was a beautiful throne which was also able to fly. And each one seated themselves on that throne and started flying. So Baba was there, I was also there. And so as everyone was flying upwards, Baba was showing everyone the circumstances in the world, what's happening all over. At certain places there was chaos, at certain places there are storms, at other places there's tension. And one place, we saw that the area, that land space, was shaking a great deal. So seeing all of this, the form of some of the children, the angelic form, was changing to that of fear. And they were having questions and thoughts of how is this happening, what's happening. So out of that fear, they noticed that their thrones, what they were seated on, was not neither ascending, it was neither descending, it was as though it was stuck mid-air. And again, once again, Baba reminded the children to stabilize themselves in that stage. So when they tried to do that again, their vehicle ascended a bit, but not so much. And after a while, everyone came down. And then Baba addressed everyone and said, Baba has already told the children, you are the children, you are the instruments who are to bring about change in time. In order to change time in the world, you have to make your stage powerful. Baba was also reminding the children that whenever any situation or circumstances arise, some of you become scared, some get very lost in the situation itself, some get lost in their own thoughts. So whilst these circumstances are happening, check your own stage in order to change these situations, bring about a transformation, go beyond them. Baba is showing you this method. So there was a very beautiful Pushpak Viman which had four steps leading up to it. The first step, on the first step was written, may you be a detached observer. And on the second step was written, companion. And on the third step to this Pushpak Viman was written, world benefactor. And on the fourth step was written, Mahadani or great donor. So now the children need to be seated on such a Pushpak Viman of being a detached observer, remembering who your companion is, remember you're a world transformer and great donor. So by being all of this, you have to spread Sakash throughout the world. So then Baba said, all of the children should come and seat themselves in this Pushpak Viman. Initially Baba had given each one separate vehicles, but then the second time, there was this large Pushpak Viman, everyone sat on it as a group, and as it started ascending, very powerful rays of light spread out and reached all four corners. So as this light was spreading out and reaching everywhere, the situations, the circumstances were changing, they were transforming into images of the palaces, of the golden age, and it appeared to be a very beautiful world. Baba has given the children the responsibility of world transformation, and for that the children have to first make your own inner stage very strong. Baba also was saying that the children should pay attention to strengthen your gathering even further, fill it with zeal and enthusiasm, and make the entire atmosphere powerful. You're doing your individual effort and making your own state strong, but when you do it as a group, as a gathering, that impact will be even stronger. Within the gathering also, at certain times, the children become a bit distant from each other and sometimes they even go out of the gathering. So what the father wishes to see is that the children strengthen this gathering, fill it with zeal and enthusiasm, and then when you carry out any of Baba's tasks, any of Baba's services, there will be success. And then you would not feel any fear during any of these circumstances, but you will experience lightness in the Father's company. Baba was giving everyone very loving drishti. And as Baba was giving each one drishti, it was as though each one was being filled, empowered, and filled with blessings. So at the present time, each child needs a lot of blessings. Use these blessings. Fill yourselves with all the powers and experience the Father's company and enable others to do the same. Baba then gave loving remembrances for everyone. I offered Baba the bhog. There were some souls who had given special yad pyar to Baba, and I shared that with Baba. I then returned. Om Shanti.